これから2022年度第1回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Do you have any vegetarian burgers?
Number 2. Excuse me, do you have the time? Number 3.
How did the interview go?
Number 4. Can you cover for me tomorrow? Number 5.
Would you mind giving me a hand with these boxes?
Number 6. I really can't thank you enough.Number 7.
I was thinking we could go on a road trip this weekend.
Number 8. That presentation did not go well. Number 9.
Professor, I'd like your advice on something.
Number 10. I'll check on that and get back to you ASAP. Two. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
It's so hard to find part-time employees these days.
Well, maybe you'd have better luck if you offered them a higher wage.
I'm already doing the best I can, but my tiny store can't compete with the wages offered by these big companies.
Question. What is the woman's problem? Number 12.What will John be doing after high school?
He said he's going to join the military. We're trying to talk him out of it, but no luck whatsoever. My husband even said we'll pay for all of his college tuition.
Well, look on the bright side. At least he's clear on what he wants to do. Question. What is the woman trying to do?Number 13.
Have you been following the Olympic Games? Our family has been watching the highlights every day. My daughter is obsessed with artistic swimming now.
Oh, I'm not a big sports fan.
Oh, neither was my daughter. She never used to watch sports, but I guess there's just something about artistic swimming that really spoke to her. You never know. Maybe you can find your favorite Olympic event too.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 14.
I wonder how long it would take for regular people like us to be able to travel to space.
Definitely not in our lifetimes.
Unless we somehow manage to become billionaires.
Question. Which of the following best describes how the man feels about space travel? Number 15.
My living expenses are through the roof right now because of inflation.
And we also have the supply chain crisis. It's so hard to get anything nowadays. I recently went to a car dealership to buy a new car, and they said they won't get new shipments until next year.
I wonder how long this global crisis is going to continue.
Question. Why is the man upset? Number 16. That's the third time you're late this week.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again, I promise.
Your being late shows that you don't respect me. Do that again and we are done with these lessons. I have a life outside of you, and I've already let you waste enough of it. Question. Why is the man so angry? Number 17.
Get out of bed, honey, or you'll be late for class.
What's the point? The class is recorded anyway. I'll just watch it later. Most of the kids in my class don't even attend anymore.
Honey, I know how much you hate your online classes, but you still need to be there, even if it's virtually. Attendance is 30% of your grade.
Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Number 18.
Did you hear about the huge protests that happened over the weekend?
No, I rarely watch the news these days. It's all so negative and divisive. I feel my mental health is much better when I don't focus on what's happening in the world.
That's a fair point. I sometimes feel stressed covering these stories, but it's a necessary part of my job.
Question. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 19. When was the last time you had your teeth cleaned?
To be honest, I don't remember. I've been so busy with work and taking care of my family. I haven't had time to take care of myself. I probably wouldn't have made an appointment if the pain wasn't so bad.
Yes, I often hear that from other busy working mothers like yourself. Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 20. Hey, I don't think I'll be able to make it in time for Anna's school play.
Oh, don't give me that. You know how much this means to her. She's been telling her friends all month that her famous movie producer dad will be there.
I know, but something just came up at the office and I'm the only one who can deal with it. I promise I'll make it up to both of you when I get home. Question. What most likely is the relationship between the man and the woman? Three. Directions. You will hear five conversations. After each conversation, you will hear two follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. Hey, are you okay? You look super pale and you've been coughing the entire morning.
To be honest, I think I'm coming down with something.
You know, we're not supposed to come to work these days if you're not feeling well.
I know. But what if one of the managers tells me not to come to work for 2 weeks? You know I can barely afford to pay my rent and care for my daughter right now.
If that happens, I'll personally pay for your rent and help you take care of your daughter, okay? You have my word. The important thing right now is that you get yourself to the doctor's office. Number 21. Why does the woman want to come to work? Number 22. What does the man promise to do for the woman? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
I know it's hard to believe, but we are actually living in a period of unprecedented peace and prosperity.
That's definitely not what I'm seeing when I put on the TV or read the newspaper.
I'm just stating the facts. For example, life expectancy for people living in Asia was just 41 years in 1950. But in the 21st century, it's now 72 years. In 1990, 36% of the world's population lived in extreme poverty. Now it's less than 10%.
Yeah, but what about the wars and conflicts? It feels like countries are fighting and bombing each other every month.
But if you take a bird's eye view of the past 500 years, the number of deaths from battles and other conflicts has also decreased.
Number 23. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 24. Which statistic does the woman not mention? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
Have you met the new employee in the admin office? He's such a hard worker and has a great attitude. Where did the company find someone like him?
You mean Tyler? Oh yeah, he's amazing. You won't believe this, but he told me that he's living in a homeless shelter right now. Just 3 months ago, he said he was wandering the streets and going through the trash to look for food.
What? No way! Wow, I would have never guessed that from just looking at him.
Right? He said this job is helping him get back on his feet. He's trying to save up enough money to rent an apartment.
Wow, good for him. It's nice to hear these sorts of stories.
Number 25. Who are the man and woman talking about? Number 26. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. It's been a while since we've all gotten together.
I know. I've been so busy with the new business, I barely go out these days.
Yeah, I remember you said you were starting your own ice cream sandwich business. How's that going?
Super stressful and busy. In the beginning, it was just me and my sister. We make everything at home from scratch and deliver to local cafes and supermarkets every morning. But we just hired a new employee last week to manage the administrative side. So hopefully, I'll finally be able to take weekends off.
I've always assumed that being your own boss means your schedule would be much more flexible. But after hearing from you, it sounds like a grueling job. Number 27. What is the woman's job? Number 28. What does the man think about the woman's job? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. My teenage daughter is asking me for a smartphone because all of her friends have one.
I wouldn't do it if I were you. Having a smartphone is extremely harmful for teens. Those social media sites will destroy her confidence and self-esteem, and you also risk the possibility of her meeting strangers online.
But if I know all her passwords and monitor what she sees on her phone, it won't be a problem, right?
Do you really think you can control everything she does on her phone? Kids these days are much better at technology than we are. They can use certain functions in the apps to hide what they don't want us to see.
Wow, they can do that? Number 29. Why is the man worried? Number 30. What does the woman think of the younger generation? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Now I'm going to take you to the kitchen. Here we are at the entrance of the kitchen. Right above the kitchen was the housing for the women and men who worked here. The women lived on the second floor and the men lived on the third floor. This here is the pantry area. It's where the staff would prepare the food to bring into the dining room. This is a warming table. The surface of this table is made of Monel. Monel is a nickel-copper alloy. It looks like stainless steel, but it is much more durable and highly resistant to water damage. Of course, it is also much more expensive, but since Mr. Gear only wanted the best, and he also had all the money in the world, his architect, Miss Julies, chose Monel as the surface for this table. There are copper pipes underneath this warming table, and in the past, they would have hot water running through the pipes to warm the plates, so that when the staff was plating everything, all the food would stay nice and hot. Number 31. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 32. Where is the speaker speaking? Number 33. What is located above the kitchen? Number 34. What is Monel? Number 35. What kept the table warm? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
A person with health has a million dreams. A person without it only has one, to become healthy again. When I was 15, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, or MS. Over the course of 2 years, I was gradually losing my ability to walk and grab things with my hands. I suffered from major fatigue, so I couldn't even get out of bed. I ended up leaving high school in the middle of the year and had to be homeschooled. In addition to all that, I had all these side effects from the injections and drugs I was taking to stop the MS. Back then, I felt like I had no future. Fortunately, my mom found out about Dr. Kurt's research on using stem cell therapy to treat MS patients, and I was lucky enough to be able to participate in the clinical trial. After getting the stem cell transplant, my life changed completely. I was able to go back to school. I didn't need a wheelchair to get around. Before, all I could focus on was this disease. But now, I feel like I have my body and life back. I have also gained back the most important thing a person could have, Hope for the future.
Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 38. According to the talk, which of the following did the speaker have to deal with? Number 39. Which treatment is mentioned in the talk? Number 40. What does the speaker say is the most important thing for a person to have? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.